Let's head back to June of 1965, when a delegation of South Delta residents attended a municipal council meeting urging refusal of permits for any basement suites in duplexes, as well as duplexes, in single-family zones. The members of the South Delta Taxpayers Society warned single-family residents should be given protection from rentals and duplexes and that rental housing, unless meticulously maintained by a conscientious landlord, would reflect badly on surrounding property values. Mrs. L. Chambers told council revisions were needed to the current bylaw to stop a completely untenable situation for homeowners. The society asked council to amend a section of the bylaw so that duplex housing would only be allowed in areas of multiple dwellings, and for suites in any single-family houses to be banned as soon as they are vacated. Reeve Clarence Taylor told Chambers there were already definite areas in South Delta zoned for single-family residences only. Council at the time refused to make any changes to the bylaw, although suites and rentals would remain a highly contentious issue in the years ahead.